Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
For a
there you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Got the cameras, I'm about to f*** this up.
Greek, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
It's Monday. Back to the work week.
Yes, it is.
Hope everybody had a great weekend.
I know everybody was up late last night watching the MTV VMAs.
Yeah, I watched it. You know, I'm mad I didn't watch Night Of. Night Of last night was the season finale. I know you don't watch Night Of. It's an amazing show.
Yeah, I saw the first episode.
I've been off social media because I don't want to see what happened. So when I get home today, I'll get to watch the last episode of Night Of. Like I tell everybody out there, if you're interested in like Usual Suspects, sitcoms and series that make you really think, not just fun, go lucky stuff that make you think and that's really entertaining, Night Of is definitely dope. I miss Power too. I miss both those last night.
I didn't see Power because I was watching again. The MTV VMAs. I was doing that while I was at home. We also were grilling in my backyard.
I know, I called you and I hear the food grilling. I'm like, you're grilling? You're like, yeah, but I'm watching MTV Awards. I was like, okay, all
right. Yeah, there was a few people over my house. I was mm-hmm. like, let's use the grill.
Okay.
I finally got a grill after being in my house for 2 years and I want to make sure I use it. So this is only the second time I've ever used it.
Grilling is the best because you really ain't got to clean up more.
Yes, you do.
I mean, you just got to scrape the grill, but you ain't got to wash dishes.
We use dishes.
Oh, so
with our food.
You use paper plates. Paper plates, paper cups, throw it in the garbage, clean the grill, good to go.
But I had a pretty decent weekend. On Friday, I was with Fat Joe and Remy Ma,
mm-hmm.
debuting their new video, Cooking. So we premiered that.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, I was doing the Bud Light Party Convention with Big Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought out some special guests. DNCE performed.
Okay.
Also, DJ Khaled was there. That was Big Sean's special guest. And I was there with DJ Pro Style.
Okay. Friday night, I was out in Columbus. Shout out to everybody out in Columbus, Ohio. Saturday, I was in Ottawa, Canada. And that's the first time I've ever been to Ottawa.
I saw you were all over the place.
I was in Ottawa, Canada, and then I landed Sunday, and I got a chance to rep for Newark. Newark had a huge parade and a key ceremony for Shakur Stevenson. He won the silver medal in boxing.
Nice.
And the whole city came out. It was a great event. Tank, shout out to Tank. He sang the national anthem. The mayor, Ross Barak, was there. It was just a dope event. You know, there's so much negativity when they talk about Newark, whether it's shootings, whether it's stabbing and killings. But this was just a positive event. The whole city came out. They look up to this kid. He's 19 years old. He listens to The Breakfast Club every morning. So good morning to Shakur Stevenson and his mom and dad. He has 9 siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So he's number 10. So it was just a dope event. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. We're going to talk about the MTV Awards if you missed it. Also, we'll tell you about the, we'll give you audio. Beyonce killed it last night. Absolutely, positively murdered that stage.
Oh, I mean, listen, I feel bad if you had to go on after that.
Yeah, Teyana Taylor.
Taylor looked incredible.
I was
kind of
confused
video.
With what Kanye was doing.
Flashdance.
Yeah. I didn't.
That was one of my favorite movies growing up. You never seen Flashdance, that should make you want to see it. One of my best friends from college, she was a dancer,
mm-hmm.
and that was her favorite movie. So every weekend we would get Chinese takeout food and watch Flashdance every weekend.
Yeah, Teyana Taylor killed it. Absolutely, positively killed it. Shout out to Harlem.
Shout out to our very own Charlamagne, who was hosting the pre-VMA show. So
I missed the pre-show. How do you do?
Obviously, he's running a little late.
Everybody told me about a question he asked
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
It got a little awkward. She didn't look too happy.
That's how Charlemagne. So shout out to Charlemagne. He'll be here in a second. But let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the very unfortunate incident that happened over the weekend with Dwayne Wade's cousin. Such a sad story in Chicago.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now on some sad news. Shooting in Chicago. Dwayne Wade's cousin killed.
Yeah, she was a 32-year-old mother of 4. This happened on Friday night. And Dwayne Wade is saying this is an act of senseless gun violence. He said, my cousin was killed today in Chicago. Another act of senseless gun violence. 4 kids lost their mom for no reason. Unreal. Hashtag enough is enough.
Now, so
cops
sad.
Did get 2 men in connection with Nikia Aldridge's death. They have been charged for the alleged murder, according to police officers in Chicago. They charged 22-year-old Darren Sorrells and 26-year-old Darwin Sorrells overnight on Saturday. And all they know is that one of the men, Darren Sorrells, is a documented member of the Gangster Disciples,
mm-hmm.
and that he is on parole. So we don't know exactly what the reasoning is for this. And then after that, Donald Trump had the nerve to go on Twitter.
Yeah, I've seen the
stupid
thing.
I don't know if you saw this.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Dwayne Wade's cousin was just shot and killed walking her baby in Chicago. Just what I've been saying, African Americans will vote Trump. What does that have to do with Donald Trump?
Absolutely positively
well,
nothing.
Donald Trump is rich and clueless. Well, rich, he's one of those rich, elite, white, clueless people who doesn't know anything about what's going on in the hood. Remember when Ice Cube said either they don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about what's going on in the hood? Clearly, he don't know.
He don't know.
If he think that, you know, he just said this week and then, oh, look, see? Somebody got shot and killed in Chicago. Like, shut the hell up. Like, you sound like a damn fool.
She was registering her kids for school, man.
Terrible, terrible. Such a sad story.
That's sad. Now, some kids got shot at university. A kid got shot at university.
Well, no, actually, he didn't get shot. But police have identified it was 2 Ithaca College students. I guess they had gotten into an altercation on the campus at Cornell University. And they did identify Anthony Nazier. He was from Brooklyn. They had a large fight on campus,
mm-hmm.
according to a release from the Ithaca Police Department. 2 men were found with stab wounds. 1 was flown to the hospital for treatment of several stab wounds and later released. The other student, Nazir, was taken and later pronounced dead in the press release. They did say that.
Jesus Christ, what did I walk into? Is this the Negroes getting shot this morning?
Well, that was a fight, but the other one was it's crazy. Well, good
Jesus
morning.
Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Charlamagne had a big night, so we're going to get into that this morning.
And it's a regular night at work.
All right. Well, when we come back, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend. Maybe you were pissed off by something. If you just want to vent so you can have a great Monday, call us up right now.
Maybe you're mad that I slandered Britney Spears last night. Lord have mercy. I didn't know Britney's hive was so strong.
Oh, they got on your ass,
Jesus
huh?
Christ. All I did was say Britney was like, I just don't get this Britney Spears thing. White people do not like when you say, I don't get this Britney Spears thing.
They were on you.
That's, whoa, that's their Beyonce. Even Sheesh. Though Beyonce is their Beyonce.
But she's that's the next their Beyonce. Beyonce. No, I got
not,
you.
Not next, but that's just their Beyonce.
Beyonce. Okay.
Even though Beyonce is their Beyonce, Britney's still there.
You trying
Beyonce.
To confuse me on Monday morning?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
It's Monday, damn it.
Britney's still a hero to them.
585-1051.
I don't get it.
Tell them why you're mad. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad on The Breakfast Club, for real.
Kwan, tell them why you mad, bro.
Man, I'm mad because my father-in-law, he's white, and he don't accept me. And the crazy part about it, his best friend's black.
Your father-in-law is white and won't accept you because you're black.
Yep. Pretty much.
Well, you still got his daughter, so that means that you can use her good credit and her privilege.
True.
You always use your white friend's privilege like Wi-Fi.
Hello, who's this?
Kay.
Kay, okay. Tell me why you
I'm not hate. I love the video. I love Kanye. But Tiana Taylor, I'm so mad that she didn't have no stretch marks and she just had a baby.
There you go. Let that hate go, boo.
Don't everybody listen.
Go, boo.
All the girls on my timeline.
Yes, she did.
Oh, my.
Was
God.
Back in the gym.
I give it to her. I'm mad. That's why I'm mad, okay?
Today is Tiana Taylor Appreciation Day. Let the record show when Kanye West came to The Breakfast Club, I asked Kanye, when are you going to get behind Tiana Taylor and make her a superstar? Looks like he's doing that now, damn it.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this is D from the Brick City.
Oh, God.
Okay, all right. Dude.
Now, I was at the Brick City Thursday giving away backpacks and Sunday for the fighter, Shakur Stevenson. I ain't see you out there, goodie bag gang. They don't even know who you are out there.
I was out there, man. I was out there. Put some respect on our name, boy.
You wasn't out there.
Hey, but I'm mad Charlamagne did such an excellent job last night because I thought he was going to sink it up. And, you know, he did his thing. I got to give it to you, Charlamagne. You wasn't, you know, like DJ Khaled boot-licking his shoe, Charlamagne. You was acting like you was
no,
the
they
star.
Both did. They both did a great job.
Khaled did his thing, you know. But you know, that radio background comes in handy when you're doing live television, sir. We go live every day.
Yeah, you did your thing, man. You still a punk, though.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I needed the hate.
I knew it was something coming.
That's how you keep us balanced. Give us a little props and backhand us.
Hello, who's this?
What it do? It's your boy CJ, man. How y'all doing this morning?
CJ, tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because I don't know how to break into the industry as a songwriter, man. Where do I Google how to do that at?
You can't Google that. The MTV Awards last night, you should have been out there trying to give CDs to everybody.
No, he shouldn't.
I'm in Louisiana, man. How am I supposed to get to the MTV Awards?
Did you go to
man?
The Louisiana Fest?
I'm in stream. I wanted to, but you know, the way my money's set up.
Let me tell you how you break in the industry. Google Illuminati industry sacrifices.
It didn't work. I didn't like what they told me I had to do to join in. They
you scared to put a ham sandwich in a blender?
No, they said that I had to eat a donut off a penis, and I won't bout that. So I said I need to try.
Right, well, you don't really want it then. If you ain't willing to eat a donut off a penis, you don't really want it. Plus hard work and determination. And praying. God bless him.
Tell them why you're mad. Speaking of penises, I was out in Newark over the weekend.
Weird.
And they were like, yo, I love this show, but can you just tell Charlamagne one thing? Can you tell him to stop talking penises all the time? I was like, you don't really talk penises. And then that's the first thing we just talk about was penises.
Salute to my dude Diz, man. You know, Pennington Court. We was in the VMAs last night. And, you know, Diz snuck some Remy Martin in there. Well, actually, Paige snuck it in because she's my white homie. So she snuck it in for the homies, you know. So
you had Newark in the building.
We had the little flask of Remy in the building.
Nice. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, I fell asleep. Did Bryson Tiller win an award last night?
Nah, Bryson Tiller actually lost to DNCE.
He lost to DNCE.
I actually saw DNCE perform over the weekend at the Bud Light Party Convention.
Yeah, okay. They sing that song, Cake by the Ocean. Won't you let it talk to me, baby? Joe Jonas is in that group.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Which is kind of cheating for them to win Best New Artist, because Joe Jonas
is their best
but
new
it's
artist.
A new group. Artist.
It is a new group.
They should still qualify. The group is new. One member that's not.
So Beyonce form a new group.
Yeah, that's a new group.
That's not a best new artist.
That's kind of cheating.
Because the whole entire group is new, not just one artist. It's
but
a
one
group
artist
of people.
Makes that group. Nice. That's kind of cheating.
I interviewed them last night on the red carpet for the pre-show, and that's what I told Joe. I said, you kind of cheating, bro.
What'd he say?
You ain't a new artist. He said, yeah, you're right. I'm not.
But I'm going to take this award.
I'm
going to
take this damn award. Absolutely.
Now, the concert was dope. Now, how was Beyonce's performance? Because you were there.
I think honestly, man, and I mean this with the utmost sincerity, I think Beyonce might be the second coming of Christ.
Really?
And I think that we don't even understand what we're witnessing. Mm-hmm. But I also think because I didn't really grow up in the Michael Jackson era. Right. Like, meaning, like, I wasn't there in the prime of his greatness. Like, I didn't feel it. You know what I'm saying?
You was there when he did the moonwalk. You were watching it on television.
Nah,
You didn't see him do the moonwalk the first time on television?
I had to be like, what, 6, 7? When
you
was
not
that?
Black. Every black kid, no matter how old you were, tried to moonwalk
and
after.
And Thriller, when Thriller came out and they made a whole big whatever.
I remember the moonwalk was on the news the next day.
Even as a little kid, you still remember those moments of Michael Jackson.
I get it, but I don't feel like I grew up in it. The same way I didn't grow up in the Magic Johnson era. I caught the tail end of the Magic Johnson era. Jordan was my era.
Okay.
Kobe was my era. I feel like that's what we're watching with Beyonce right now. We don't appreciate it as much because we're in the midst of her greatness. But, bro, the way people love Beyonce, it's some idol worship, bro.
Yeah.
I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter. I love Beyonce, but I saw people have their hands in the air last night, eyes rolled back in their head. Oh, my God.
But truthfully, Beyonce is an incredible performer. Not only does she have great songs, she can sing and she's beautiful, but she also can perform, like, incredibly. And who else performs better than Beyonce?
Nobody.
I believe it. She gave me attitude. When she was on that stage, I believed it. I don't know what. I believed the whole thing. Even though it was nothing to believe, I believed it.
And I watched her rehearse. Which is actually another great experience because she goes just as hard in rehearsal as she does on the stage.
Really?
Absolutely. With an empty arena, she getting busy.
Now, how was, because Drake showed up at the awards, and of course, Drake and Meek don't get along, so how was that? Because I seen Meek was there, and then I seen Drake popped up there.
They said he was stuck in traffic at first.
Yeah, I don't think they were there at the same time.
They weren't there at the same time?
Nah, I think Meek them left, because Drake was at the very end, and Meek and Ariana Grande was in the beginning. Yeah, I don't think they crossed paths.
You think they did that on purpose? Coordinated that Meek would be there when Nicki performing and then left, Drake and then Drake comes at the end.
If they were smart, they was.
And then everybody kept hitting me about Ariana Grande. What did you ask her?
We'll get into that.
We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Well, let's talk about Lil Wayne's second annual Louisiana Fest that happened over the weekend. Also, we'll talk about Charlamagne's question to Ariana Grande that had him trending yesterday on Twitter.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, of course, as we all know, the MTV Video Music Awards were last night. Charlamagne was hosting the pre-VMA show.
Yep.
Alongside DJ Khaled and Lizzo, right?
Yep. What up, Khaled? What up, Lizzo?
She has a show actually coming on MTV as well.
Called The Wonderland.
Right, so let's get into it. Kanye West, everybody was discussing these 4 minutes he was supposed to have on stage to do whatever he wanted. They were a little nervous because he never rehearsed, didn't show up for rehearsal or anything. But here is part of his speech.
It was an expression of our now, us on the inside of the TV. I put Ray J in it, bro. This is fame, bro. I see you, Amber. My wife is a G. Not a lot of people wise to let them say that right there. My wife is a G. We came over in the same boat. Now we all in the same bed. You know, like, people come to me like, man, that's right. Taylor. Bro, like, I love all y'all. That's why I called her.
All right. He said a lot of different things. It was kind of
all over the place.
He talked about 22 people who were murdered in Chicago last week. He discussed his idols. He said, I'm standing in front of my idol, Puff Daddy. I'm standing in front of my wife. He said, I'm standing in front of the future. He shouted out Chance the Rapper, 2 Chainz, Jaden Smith, so on and so forth. But more importantly, he introduced a new video.
Yes.
Fade from Life of Pablo that stars Teyana Taylor.
Absolutely.
It was definitely reminiscent of Flashdance. That's what he was channeling when he did that with her dance routine. By the way, she looked absolutely incredible.
Drop on a clues bomb for Teyana Taylor, damn it.
Absolutely.
You can't slander Amon Shumpert no more. He had a great year. He got an NBA championship.
He got a ring. Mm-hmm.
And he got Teyana Taylor. I would never slander Amon Shumpert's raps anymore. He can rap as whack as he wants to from here on out.
All right.
It's interesting because we've always known that Teyana was a dancer, choreographer, singer, performer. But
Teyana is a superstar, and Def Jam is sleep. Look like good music starting to wake up, but Def Jam is sleep on Teyana Taylor. I was actually talking to Kanye last night when they, what award was he up for? Best video? The one he said he was going to lose to Beyonce?
Yeah,
I was talking to him as they were announcing that, you know, the nominees. And so when Beyonce went, I was like, yo, go up there and interrupt Beyonce. I was really trying to get him. He was like, nah.
He said, nah.
He was like, I knew I was going to lose. I already said I was going
to
lose.
Well, in his speech, he also said that later tonight, Famous might lose to Beyonce, but I can't be mad because I'm always wishing for Beyonce to win.
But that would have been a plot twist.
That as well. And Beyonce showed up with a lot of people with her. But she also brought her daughter, Blue Ivy, super cute. And she brought her artist, Parkwood signees, Chloe and Halle. And she also bought the mothers of, and we saw them in Lemonade also, of some of the young men who were killed with the police brutality.
Yeah, right. The mother of the movement, I think it was Michael Brown's mom.
Oscar Grant's mom was
wife,
there. Trayvon Martin's mother was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a beautiful thing that she brought them out.
I feel sorry for everybody who went on after Beyonce.
Like Britney Spears, was the next person.
I'm not gonna lie. This is just me, Brad. I think Britney's whack. I'm gonna be honest with you. Maybe she's just whack now. Maybe she was popping.
She was dope before.
10 years ago.
She was on fire. She was dope. Every little girl wanted to be Britney Spears. Black and white.
She just look whack. She get a record. She put the hottest white rapper on the record at the moment.
Yeah.
Last year it was Iggy. This year it's G-Eazy.
Shout out to
G-Eazy,
who I met this weekend.
She
look a little outdated.
She look a little whack, man. Especially on the show with a lot of Rihanna, a lot of Beyonce, even Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj. She look a little whack, bro.
Well, it was her big return to the VMAs, and let's be clear. Britney does have great history, though.
She does.
Toxic was my song when that song came out.
She has a lot of records. Hey, man. She's just outdated.
Yeah, history don't help you in the present too much, man. You see, what are you doing for me right now? That's
exactly
the kind of industry we live in. Sorry.
All right, now let's discuss Charlamagne at the pre-VMA show.
What'd I do?
He was on the red carpet, and this had him trending with Ariana Grande.
Around here looking no pastries tonight.
Okay. All right, I'll take notes.
Yes, no pastry lick.
She's a little pissed off.
Yeah, she had a little bit of an attitude.
A little bothered.
I was serious,
and
though.
She was actually there with Mac Miller, and I believe you asked her about her boo as well. You didn't name him.
I'm surprised she stopped.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You said Mac Miller?
Yeah, he did. I'm surprised she stopped.
I was, too. I'll be honest with you, I was, too.
She stopped. I'm like,
but I was really being honest with her because if you were backstage at the Garden, it was just like a lot of pastries.
Donuts.
You had a lot of different little craft services.
And you wanted a donut, and you wanted to make sure she didn't lick it beforehand.
I don't be going around licking on the donuts. I don't see what the problem is.
He was helping the people out.
If you know that it's a donut licker in the building,
right?
If you know that it's somebody who possibly would go around randomly licking the pastries, tell them don't lick the pastries.
You're helping the artists and the people out.
Helping everybody that would want a pastry later on.
We appreciate you,
all the cameramen and the producers that's running around that can't stop to eat may just want to grab a pastry and eat one. Can't do that if Ariana Grande is licking all over.
You right.
That's it.
You right.
All right, well, did you feel some tension? She did try to give you a hug after all that.
Oh, yeah, it was very awkward hug.
Because then you didn't try to hug back?
No. Well, first of all, I'm an older black man. I don't want to be putting my hands on younger white women, you know what I mean? Whether it's consent or not. I'm not doing that. I'm scared. America has me shook.
America has me
rest
shook.
In peace, Emmett Till.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We are going to discuss Dwayne Wade's cousin who was shot and killed in Chicago.
So sad.
Yeah, really sad story. Also, we'll talk about a student that was killed on the Cornell University campus.
Okay, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. Wake your ass up. It's Monday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Getting some front page news. Now let's talk Dwayne Wade's cousin. So sad.
Yes, Nikea Aldridge, she was only 32 years old, mother of 4, was pushing a baby stroller in Chicago at Parkway Gardens when 2 men opened fire and she was caught in the crossfire. She was struck in the head and the arm. She was pronounced dead. at a local hospital. Now, Dwayne Wade said, my cousin was killed today in Chicago. Another act of senseless gun violence. Four kids lost their mom for no reason. Unreal. Hashtag enough is enough. Two men have been charged for the alleged murder of Nakia Aldridge. 22-year-old Darren Sorrells and 26-year-old Darwin Sorrells were taken into custody on Saturday. And we don't know what's happening now. We do know that Darren Sorrells is a documented member of the Gangster Disciples, according to the Chicago Police Department. And we don't know what's going to happen at this point. But Dwayne Wade tweeted out, Dwayne Wade's cousin was just shot and killed walking her baby in Chicago. Just what I've been saying, African-Americans will vote Trump.
Donald Trump tweeted that.
Donald Trump tweeted that, yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know why would Donald Trump take that time to tweet such a thing.
I don't know.
I know that had to have Dwayne Wade and their entire family enraged.
I mean, Donald Trump's one of those rich, elitist, clueless people. Remember when Ice Cube said in Boys in the Hood, either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in the hood? Mm-hmm. He don't know. So that's new to him. So he thinks that he spoke some type of prophecy in the existence by saying, oh, look at what happened in Chicago. Oh, that's been happening in Chicago.
He also said that black people, remember before, have nothing to lose. It's crazy.
I hate when they generalize like that. Like, black people are not a monolithic society.
Okay? Now, let's talk about the student killed on Cornell campus.
Right, a 19-year-old student from Brooklyn who was an Ithaca College student was on the Cornell University campus. There was a large fight. I guess it was a party, and there was a fight on the street, and two men were found with stab wounds. One was flown to the hospital, was released. The other one was actually killed. Anthony Nazir, 19 years old, from Brooklyn. So they are asking anybody who was in attendance or has any information to please contact the Ithaca Police Department.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, let's talk about the VMAs. Did you see the show last night? 800-585-105. Well, what was your favorite performance? What was
Beyonce.
Pretty whack? Beyonce killed it. Riri killed it. There was one thing that Riri did when she did the humming thing. It was a little off.
First of all, Rihanna's never been an amazing vocalist, okay, ever, but she's a 10 with everything else.
She started the show. She did a great opening mm-hmm. for the VMAs also.
And our little hating ass producer, her associate producer named Taylor, walked in here and goes, what's the worst part of Rihanna's performance? Why do you want to pick the worst part of her performance, huh? How does it make you feel better to throw that type of slander this morning, Taylor?
We got to talk about everything. Britney Spears, did you like her performance?
Trash.
We got to talk about Jadenna. Did you see Jadenna on the pre-show?
I saw him on the pre-show.
I don't get this Britney Spears thing, bro.
We'll talk about all that. And if you're a Britney Spears fan and you love the way that she performed and you got some venom for Charlamagne this morning, spit some venom at him this morning.
And by the way, I put out last night that Britney Spears is white people's Beyonce, even though Beyonce is white people's Beyonce.
Right.
And my mentions have been on fire ever since. Like, they are really trying to come for me. And every I click on, it's just Britney Spears' face.
What about
like,
Ariana
Britney
Grande
got a different
fans.
Type of hive.
Does she have a hive?
Yeah, Ariana Grande fans got a hive, too. So between Ariana and Britney Spears, my timeline is an absolute shambles.
I didn't like the Ariana Grande song. I was confused with that song, too.
They did some Soul Cycle in the beginning of Ariana Grande's performance.
She was out of breath doing it, too.
Hype.
She was definitely out of breath doing it.
Soul Cycle's no joke.
800-585-1051. Last night was the VMAs. Did you see it? Call us up. Let us know what you thought about it. We'll talk about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Kent Jones. It's Don't Mind. Hola. That was Fabulous. Can't Let Go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
A lot of hate in this room this morning.
Now, last night was the VMAs. Your favorite artists performed from Rihanna to Beyonce to Britney Spears to Kanye West showed a video. He didn't perform. He gave like a little, I guess like a 4 or 5 minute speech and then showed his video.
Right.
So what did you guys think of the award show?
I thought the award show was great. I think that hip-hop is pop culture now. And I think the VMAs reflected that very accurately last night.
I think hip-hop always been pop culture, though.
Nah, it hasn't always been pop culture. Mm-hmm. But right now, hip-hop is truly pop culture. Because even when you talk about these white artists, they're associated with something hip-hop related, whether it's the Kardashians. You mentioned Ariana Grande. You got to mention a Mac Miller or Big Sean. Like, it's just hip-hop is pop culture through and through now.
I didn't like the Ariana Grande song. I was a little confused by it. Nicki looked great.
Yet another hip-hop infusion.
Yeah, absolutely. Britney Spears, I was a little confused by.
That was a hip-hop infusion because, you know, Britney loves to go grab the latest white rapper at the moment and put him on a single. Last year it was Iggy Azalea. This year it's G-Eazy.
You know what I did like? What was his name? The Jonas Brothers that performed with
Joe Jonas?
That was dope. When he came out.
Nick Jonas.
yet another hip-hop infusion, because Ty Dolla $ign was there.
Yeah, right.
Hip-hop is pop culture.
That was dope. The way he came out the diner and performed on this, that was dope.
I thought you were talking about DNCE with Joe Jonas.
No, that was Nick and Ty Dolla $ign. And Nick had the low riders outside.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yet more
right.
Hip-hop culture.
Yeah, I saw Fab in the diner.
ASAP Ferg was in the diner. Remy Ma was in the diner. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr., had a crazy weekend this weekend.
He definitely was in the diner. Getting freaky in the hot tub.
Yeah, he got a freaky weekend, and then he did some twirl. I don't know.
Now, what did you think about Key and Peele as some of the hosts?
They were weak.
I didn't see it.
You better be happy. You know what? Sometimes they just so corny that you got to laugh, and sometimes they're good. They're like very hit or miss, and they missed a lot last night.
I didn't see it from inside the building, but I mean, I'm not.
Your reaction to Beyonce's performance
was hilarious. I like that reaction.
Yeah, that's the thing with Key and Peele. Like what you said is very, very true. They're very hit and miss. Sometimes I like Key and Peele. Sometimes I think they're so trash.
Yeah. Now, Beyonce absolutely positively killed it from the beginning. She looks like she's always on. Like, nothing's ever off. Her hair is not off. Her dance steps are never off. Everything was just amazing with Beyonce's performance last night.
Low-key, Beyonce might be the second coming of Christ. And salute to my homie Crystal and my homie Carly Aquilino. I was sitting by them last night. They act like they was really at a church service.
That's
what
it felt like.
They was stomping. They was throwing their hands in the air, eyes rolling back in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody acts like that with Beyonce. I'm a Pinkett Smith Winfrey Knowles Carter, but I ain't never caught the Holy Ghost with Beyonce.
You ain't never caught the ghost?
I ain't never caught the Holy Ghost.
Did you stick up your middle finger and say, boy, bye?
Boy,
that's the thing with Beyonce. Any straight man can queen out to Beyonce.
So you did it.
I was singing the words
too,
and I didn't
even care. I was like, boy, bye.
Yeah, now I'm like, what's she say? Hold up, he don't love you like I love you. Back. Slow down, he don't love you like I love you. Back up. I'm like, what a wicked way to treat a girl who loves you.
Okay, you're ruining it now. Let it go.
I was doing my little shoulder.
Okay.
Now, Jay Farrow was also one of the hosts. What did you think about him?
He was funny. Jay Farrow was funny.
I only saw Jay Farrow one time when he was outside the bathroom acting like Hov, and I wasn't amused.
No, he did a Kevin Hart skit, which was hilarious.
Yeah, the Kevin Hart skit was funny.
I like Jay Farrow, that's my guy, but I just wasn't amused.
Him and Khaled went back and forth, which was kind of funny. Khaled got him. It's like, aren't you supposed to be on Saturday Night Live? It was kind of funny. Kind of walked away, a little hurt.
Farrow got fired.
I know, that's what we joke about.
Oh.
We get the joke.
I got it.
You got it.
I get it.
But let's take the phone. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is I'm calling from Boston.
Hey, are you a Britney Spears fan?
I am not a Britney Spears fan, and I agree 100% with Charlamagne. I cringed while watching that performance last night.
Okay, so it just wasn't me. All right. Sometimes I'd be having to check my hate, see if I'm hating or not.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what it do? It's Meg from Brooklyn.
Hey, did you watch the VMAs last night?
Yeah, I was watching it.
What you thought?
Everything was great. And the only thing that stood out to me is that Kanye premiered video Fade. At Tiana Taylor. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she killed it.
Happened.
We got to start this Tiana Taylor campaign. Tiana Taylor, our next superstar, bro.
And you know who did well, too, that usually doesn't have amazing performances? I thought Future did very good. I thought the song he performed was old, but Future did good. His dances and everything, Future killed it.
The same thing on tour.
Yeah, I figured it out with Future last night. It's the tour. It's being out on tour in those big arenas and those big stadiums that's taught him how to rock those kind of venues. Absolutely.
800-585-1051. Last night was the VMAs. What did you think? Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake with Controller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. The last night was the VMAs, and I was kind of upset I didn't see Drake perform. I thought Drake should have touched that stage, one of the biggest artists of this year and last year.
I thought Kanye was going to do something more incredible with his 4 minutes of speaking time, like
perform it seemed like he had
something
it planned out.
Or, yeah. You know, because they made such a big deal. Like, we're giving him 4 minutes to do whatever they gave him 4 minutes. He went over.
Well, y'all forget, last year he had 13 minutes to do whatever he wants.
Mm.
I'm going to tell y'all an inside trader tip, right? Last year, Kanye said, if I put the earpiece in my ear, I'm going to perform. If I don't put the earpiece in my ear, I'm just going to rant. So he never put the earpiece in his ear. This year, he didn't tell MTV at all what he was going to do. He just said, give me my 4 minutes. And I think they found out literally like 15, 20 minutes prior to him walking out what he wanted to do.
Really?
Which was, here's this Tiana Taylor video, play it for the world.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. Kanye got that kind of power. He got that kind of clout. He utilizes it well. I talked to Kanye last night, too. I was actually trying to get him to interrupt Beyonce's acceptance of Best Video of the Year.
I think Jay would have tripped. Was Jay there?
ain't CJ. I saw Tata though. Tata with a pepper spray.
Tata would have definitely
in the garden
last
too.
Night.
Yeah. Yeah. Google that one, kids. Google. Salute to my guy Tata. Google pepper spray in the garden. R. Kelly and see what might pop up. All
yeah,
right?
Tata would definitely. Can we say allegedly? Because he didn't get charged. We
yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. No snitching, bro. Tata, don't pepper spray me when you see me.
Hello, who's this?
This is Diana in Boston.
Hey, Diana, did you see the VMAs last night?
I didn't, but I have to call for Britney Spears because I was a choreographer for a long time, and she's never been strong on the singing, but her dancing, you could tell Janet was a big influence on her.
Okay.
And I think she's the killer with the dancing, not so much with the singing, and I always wanted her to make a good comeback, but it's not happening, so yeah. I'm really sad about that.
Yeah, Britney dancing now. She needs some WD-40 in them joints. All right. She's looking a little
well,
rusty.
She's older. She's been through a lot, too, man.
I can see her counting in her head. Yes, I can. One, two, three. Step, one, two, three. Spin.
My goodness. So now we have Taylor.
Yes, Taylor is
in the room with us right now.
Our phone operator. How old are you, Taylor?
25.
I call her Little Young Tasty Cake. She is a hater. You hear me?
Now, the first thing she came in here was like, what part of Rihanna's performance do you want that sucked?
Yeah, yes. Why not? What did y'all think of Rihanna's performance?
Yeah, she,
I like this part.
Like, she just walked in like I thought Rihanna's performance was dope. I always knew Rihanna's never been a strong vocalist, but she's great to look at, and she's a hell of a performer. But
Taylor. No, you know what you sound like? You sound like when Beyonce fell years ago. Like, and people were making fun of her. You're that Beyonce, like, fan, like, high fan. It was like, yeah, she fell, but she still looked flawless, falling, though. Like,
so I'm supposed to judge Beyonce's career on the one time she fell.
Rihanna performed.
What? You sound crazy.
I'm not judging off of Beyonce. I'm just saying, like, Rihanna, in your eyes, Rihanna can't do anything wrong.
No,
right?
That's not true. She's Rihanna, not a good vocalist at all, but so
humming,
what?
The humming thing was off last night, but she performed, what, four times last
yes,
night?
Five times. Just that time, it sounded bad. That's it.
So why you came in here talking about, let me pull up the part of Rihanna sounding bad. Why you thinking
that? Why you thinking she sounds good? Weren't we celebrating Rihanna getting a Vanguard Award?
All right. All I'm saying
you
is...
You a hater?
You got a crush on Drake, don't you? What is this about? What is this about?
It's not hating.
You want to be from Barbados, don't you?
Goodbye, hater.
What are you so hating on Rihanna for?
Hello, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, did you... Ashley?
Your name is Ashley, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Did you see the VMAs last night, bro?
Yes, I did, bro.
What did you think?
It was great. Rihanna's performance was big.
That's right.
Big.
Tell Taylor to stop hating.
I got you. And Beyonce's performance was just, you know.
Whose performance was just, you know?
Bronson.
Beyonce. It's just, you know, there's nothing to say about it. It's just...
Yeah, I mean, saying Beyonce is good is like saying God is good at this point.
Now, what's the moral of the story? I thought the VMAs had a great show last night.
The moral of the story is the VMAs had an amazing show, and one of the main reasons they had an amazing show because it looks to me like they finally embraced hip-hop for the pop culture that it is right now. Hip-hop is the most popular culture, music, fashion, whatever. Everything centers around hip-hop. And I think that when people embrace that and grasp that, great things will happen. And we saw that last night.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got some rumors, G?
Yes, Patti LaBelle. Find out what she has cooking, if you know what I'm talking about. Also, Mariah Carey's sister was arrested. We'll tell you what happened. And we'll talk Colin Kaepernick and the remarks that he has said that has people with different reactions. See what side are you on?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Colin Kaepernick had refused to stand up for the Star Spangled Banner before the 49ers were playing the Packers. And he said he's going to stick to that controversial position. Some people had some issues with it, but he said, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. Check out what he had to say.
I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. There's a lot of things that need to change. One specifically is police brutality. This stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice.
I don't see the problem. A man standing up for the injustices that are happening to other people in this country, and people are upset about that.
It's freedom of speech.
Well, he's going to continue to have his one-man sit-in, and the NFL is not against what he's doing. They released a statement. They said players are encouraged but not required to stand during the playing of the national anthem. There's nothing in NFL policy mandating the players must stand for the anthem. So.
And everybody's saying he's insulting the military. He's not insulting the military. That flag is a symbol of America. It represents America as a system and a country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he has a problem with the system right now. He feels like the system is broken, and we all do. So I don't blame him for doing what he's doing.
But we'll talk about that in a little bit. Yeah.
All right, Patti LaBelle has announced some new desserts that she's bringing to Walmart.
There's one of them named Charlemagne.
After the success of her Patti Pies. You are not a dessert, sir. All right, now after that success, she's going to be debuting 5 new desserts at Walmart. 3 cobblers, a sweet potato
ahead,
loaf,
Patty.
And an apple pecan pie. So as you know, she's been cooking for most of her life. We all were invited to her house for Thanksgiving last year.
Yep. I keep getting that invite. I'm going.
You gonna go one year?
I don't know when I'm going.
You gotta go.
No, I
gotta
go do that. This year. We gotta do that. That's Patti LaBelle. We keep not
it's
going.
It's one time, right?
Yeah, that's Patti LaBelle,
You're right.
Now she said all of these desserts are pre-baked, so all you gotta do is put them in the oven and warm them through, and you can even lie and say that you made them yourself.
Patty's been on my list for a long time. You know that list I had.
She has a boyfriend now.
I know, but
he's younger than you.
Yeah, he is. No, he's not.
Yes,
hell
he is.
I don't know. He in his 40s.
Oh, okay. I thought he was younger than that.
I'm like, what?
You're too old for Patty.
You're too old for Patty.
I had that list of women who I wanted to suck a fart out there, but Patty been on that list for a long time.
You ain't tell her when she was up here.
Nope, because I'm respectful.
No, say behind her back.
That's right.
Because he's respectful. Because he's respectful.
Mariah Carey's sister has been arrested on a prostitution charge.
No, her real sister?
Her real sister. She's 55 years old. They're estranged, though. I think they haven't spoken since, like, 1994.
Who the hell paying for that boom boom?
Or something crazy. Now, the police officer said that they posed as a client. And she was arrested after soliciting money in exchange for sexual favors.
She must smoke crack or something.
Here's the other thing is that they are saying that she's HIV positive, and anybody that's had any contact with her should make sure they go ahead and get checked out.
So do
especially if it was unprotected. What?
I'm saying.
Do you get a discount? All right. Anyway, if you recall, she actually has been... in pretty bad shape. There was a home invasion situation, and she ended up in the hospital. And that's when she actually pleaded with Mariah Carey to give her some money to help with her medical bills. Check it out.
Mariah, I love you, and I desperately need your help. Please don't abandon me like this.
Damn.
Yeah, so she was asking for some money back then, but now she's in jail on $1,000 bail, and she will be due in court tomorrow. She said previously that she worked as a prostitute in New York City before Mariah was famous, just in order to clothe her family.
Who is paying for that vagina? Have you seen her?
Yeah, she's
right.
Crazy.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Yee. Charlamagne!
Hey!
Who are you giving that donkey to?
What is so funny?
This whole studio is stupid. That's what's funny. Listen, donkey of the day is going to everybody upset that Colin Kaepernick decided to take a stand.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Wow. Tommy, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 29th, goes to everybody upset that San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick decided to take a stand by not standing for the national anthem at a game. Now, why didn't Colin Kaepernick decide to stand for the flag of this great country we live in? Well, I'm going to let him tell you.
I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand. There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting
paid leave for killing people. That's not right by anyone's standard.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Colin Kaepernick. How could anyone be mad at that? I see everyone saying that Colin's stance was a slap in the face to our military and the veterans who fight for this country, but that's a bunch of malarkey. The flag doesn't just rep the military, it represents the system. And America is a business, and like any place of employment, when you promise your employees certain rights and don't deliver, the employees of that business have the right to speak out and demand what's promised in the fine lines of those employee handbooks, okay? Like Colin said, this country stands for freedom, liberty, and justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now. Keyword, all. Now, this is what is bothering me a lot about this situation is when people like Tommy Lauren of The Blaze say things like, if this country disgusts you so much, leave. Others would die to be in your spot, you cocky child. See, I don't like that. It makes it seem like just because you have money, because you're successful, you should say F it and not care about what's going on with the rest of America. Just because I'm up, I'm just supposed to say screw everybody else. How many times do I have to tell y'all and remind y'all of the words of the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.? An injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. People in positions of power with money and influence should be the ones speaking, because when they speak, people listen. Colin said it best. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice. People that don't have a platform to talk and have their voices heard and affect change. End quote. He's absolutely right. The poor and disenfranchised in any ghetto USA can scream at the top of their lungs about police brutality, racial discrimination, and whatever other oppression they're facing in the hood, and nobody will listen. They can tweet, post on IG, Snapchat, all that good stuff, and nobody will hear them. But when somebody like Colin Kaepernick takes a stand, it's all over the news. This is what we want our athletes, entertainers, and anybody in a position of power to do. Use your privilege to combat prejudice. T.J. Yates, who is a free agent in the NFL, tweeted out, "It blows my mind how many people hate the country they live in." So let me get this straight, T.J. Yates. You think Colin Kaepernick protesting against the hate that happens to people in this country is actually him hating on the country he lives in? No! What Colin Kaepernick is doing is exercising his right to protest. He's exercising his right to freedom of speech. And those are constitutional rights that he has as an American citizen. And I applaud that man for doing this, because he has nothing to gain and everything to lose. The easiest thing to do when you're successful in life is forget about those who may be going through it. But Colin is smart enough to know his money, his status mean nothing, because as long as he's a person of color in America, he can still get profiled and brutalized like anybody else. Colin Kaepernick isn't throwing a middle finger to patriotism. He's throwing a middle finger to prejudice. And if you, as an American, love America but have a problem with a person demanding justice for a group of people, demanding equality for a group of people, demanding the constitutional rights that are promised to this group of people under the laws of America, if you have a problem with that, then maybe you're one of those patriotic, prejudiced people who love America, but not all the people in it. Please give all these suckers upset that Colin Kaepernick is taking a stand the biggest hee-haw, please. Please.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Thank you for that donkey today. 800-585-1051. What did you feel? How do you feel about Colin Kaepernick not standing during the national anthem? How do you feel about that? I know a lot of people out there were pissed off about it, think he was disrespecting the country.
By the way, I grew up Jehovah's Witness. We never used to pledge allegiance to the flag either. Mm-hmm. We would stand, but we wouldn't put our hand on our chest. Don't ask me why. I would have to call my mother. I don't remember why.
All right.
If anybody that goes to the Kingdom Hall now, feel free to call up and explain to me why y'all do that, because I forgot.
All right. Well,
I still don't do it to this day, just out of habit.
Really?
I just stand. I don't put my hand across my chest.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. How did you feel about Colin Kaepernick not standing during the national anthem? Do you have a problem with this? Do you understand his stance? Do you think he's disrespecting the country? Call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. We'd love to hear from you. Let's talk about it. Here's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake, RiRi. It's Too Good. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, who did you give Donkey today to, Charlamagne?
I gave Donkey today to everybody who's upset that Colin Kaepernick took a stand by not standing for the national anthem. I see a lot of people saying things like it's an insult to the military and it's an insult to the veterans that have fought for this country. I don't believe that. I think it's simple. Colin wasn't throwing a middle finger to patriotism. He was throwing a middle finger to prejudice. Period. Nothing more. Nothing less. And that flag doesn't just represent the military. It represents a system. And when that system is broken, and America being the business that it is, employees that work for that business can speak out against the wrongs they see going on in that place of employment.
Now, what did you think about it, E, when he didn't stand up during the national anthem?
I think that's fine. If you want to use your voice and your power to make a statement about something that needs to have a statement made about it and that I agree with you on, and the NFL has no issue with it either, and you know it's going to offend some people when you do that, so I'm sure he was well aware of all of those things. I think it's great to take a stand.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing about a protest. A protest is supposed to upset somebody.
You're going
to
ruffle some feathers.
You're going to ruffle some feathers.
I didn't have a problem with it.
And that's the point of it. That's what gets you attention for the message that you're trying to convey.
Well, people compared it to people burning the flag.
I don't know about all that.
Nah. I didn't get that at all.
It doesn't affect anybody else. There's no fire involved. Nobody's going to get injured.
And I don't understand if you upset at Colin Kaepernick but was just celebrating Muhammad Ali, the late, great Muhammad Ali, when he died. Because, boy, if y'all didn't like what Colin Kaepernick did, y'all would have hated the rhetoric Muhammad Ali spewed. We got any a little bit? Let's play a little bit of that right now.
Okay.
Just to ruffle some feathers.
You talking about me, about some draft, and all of you white boys are breaking your neck to get to Switzerland and Canada and London. I'm not going to help nobody get something my Negroes don't have. If I'm going to die, I'll die now, right here fighting you. If I'm going to die, you my enemy. My enemies are white people, not Viet Cong or Chinese or Japanese. You my opposer when I want freedom. You my opposer when I want justice. You my opposer when I want equality. You won't even stand up for me in America for my religious beliefs, and you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home.
Yeah, that's the late, great Muhammad Ali, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Olivia out of Jacksonville.
Hey, Olivia, you're a veteran, right?
Yes, I'm a veteran.
Now, how did you feel about what Colin Kaepernick did?
I don't have an issue with it. And the fact that people are very ignorant if they want to say, oh, he's disrespecting the military. Those are some ignorant folks who don't really even know what the flag stands for.
The flag does not
represent us. It represents America, and we're supposed to be free. He's exercising his rights.
Right.
He wants America to be a better place for everybody to live in.
Right, absolutely.
Exactly. So the fact that someone says, oh, that's disrespectful. No, what's disrespectful is that we have a symbol of America, but it's not being followed for all of its citizens. That's what's disrespectful to me.
Thank you, Mama.
So I just think it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody debate with me last night on social media and was like, well, oh, you're only saying you don't have a problem with it because you're an African-American veteran. What does that mean?
Wow.
Thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Ebony.
Hey, Ebony, what did you think about Colin Kaepernick and not standing during the national anthem?
Listen, I have no thoughts about it. He made me proud. As a black woman, you know, he took a stand and, you know, he used the platform that he has. I don't have that platform, so he made me proud.
Thank you.
And it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy born day. Go blow out somebody's candle, all right?
Virgo, every day, all day.
That's right.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's D. What's going on? I was just calling in about that Colin Kaepernick situation.
Okay, what do you think?
I'm a service member, all right? You know what I mean? I've been, you know, so I feel like when I sit down and talk to people, you know, I work with on a regular basis, they give me the raw, you know what I mean, a raw opinion about a lot of people, you know, in this nation. So I just felt like, you know, Colin Kaepernick speaking up, you know what I mean? I don't feel like it offends, you know what I mean, people who, you know, who love this country or veterans or service members or, you know, true, you know, Americans and stuff like that. I just feel like they just need a scapegoat, you know what I mean, to down somebody whenever they stand up. That man ain't down to nobody. He just, you know, want to bring, you know, awareness to what's going on, how people feel.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, bro.
800-585-1051. We're taking your calls. Colin Kaepernick, he didn't stand during the national anthem. People are upset. How do you feel about it? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Colin Kaepernick. Now, he didn't stand during the national anthem, and Charlamagne gave a bunch of people Donkey today.
Yeah, I'm just giving Donkey today to all of Kaepernick haters, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's against what Colin Kaepernick did, because my thing is they're trying to say, oh, he's against the military and he's against the veterans and he's unpatriotic. He's not throwing a middle finger to patriotism. He's throwing a middle finger to prejudice. And that flag doesn't just represent the military. It represents the system of America. And if the system is broken, can't one of us stand up and demand that it be fixed? What's the problem here, people?
Well, hello, who's this?
starter for West Palm.
Hey, what did you think about Colin Kaepernick and him not standing up during the national anthem?
Well, I was raised as Joe Witness also, so I want to elaborate on Charlamagne.
Talk to me, brother.
We didn't do it because Joe Witness, we didn't put our faith in the government. You know, it didn't work back in Jesus' time. When you're putting your faith in the government, ain't going to work now. And I respect what he's doing because finally somebody of his stature is putting his foot forward.
Thank you for giving me a refresher as to why we didn't put our hand on our chest. Because I grew up Jehovah's Witness. We stood, but we never put our hand on our chest. And I just forgot why.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Rock, man. What's going on?
What's up, bro? How did you feel about Colin Kaepernick not standing during the national anthem?
Listen, man, I've got to respect what the dude did. You know, it is what it is. I would have wished that it was someone else because this dude is probably, you know, going to get released and it's going to be an afterthought. I hope more athletes follow behind what he does as well for the support. What happens is when you start disrespecting Old Glory, some of the lighter-skinned people, they don't see anything or care about the message. It's all about disrespecting the flag. So that's what we have going on right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ron.
What did you think about him not standing during the national anthem?
I understand he made his own personal decision, but at the end of the day, I don't think he should have disrespected the flag like that, because what's going on in this country does suck. I just think how he did it was kind of a little out the way. He could have did it a different way, you know what I'm saying?
What would you suggest?
I think we need to get a better platform as far as, like, the community meeting up with police. That's what has to happen, man. There's not enough talking going on. There's a lot of anger, hate, and disrespect going on. If we would just sit down, take a minute to breathe, and understand that, look, there's issues in this country that's not being resolved. They're getting brushed under the rug, and that's not cool.
Let me ask you a question. Muhammad Ali once sat down and refused to go fight in the Vietnam War because he felt like his people were being oppressed here in America. So how would you feel about that now in present day?
Now, I understood where he was coming from back then. Back then was a lot different, you know what I mean? Back then, like, you could feel the hate. Now it's like people are starting to bring it out, and you can feel it, but it's still undercover out. To me, racism is still undercover out here.
Yeah, but it still exists. So the fight still continues. Whether it's covert or overt, the fight still continues.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And back then, you know what I'm saying? People knew we was pressed. We was a struggle. I'm Puerto Rican, man. But we, you know, ain't no different. We ain't no different than blacks. We feel the same struggle y'all feel. So I totally understand. Now it's easier to be racist undercover. You know what I'm saying? Because I can text to any of y'all right now, say, hey, I hate y'all. Y'all won't even know who I am. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. You're just an egg on Twitter.
Thank you, bro.
I will say this, though. People complain all the time that no one does anything. Nobody takes a stand. All people do is tweet out hashtags. Finally, somebody is using their position of power to make a strong statement, and of course, people are upset about it.
I respect what he did. I have no problem with it. That was his stance. That's his right. He can do what he wanted to. I don't think he was disrespecting.
And
the
nobody's
country.
Saying you gotta agree with him or whatever. It's just his opinion.
Well, hello, who's this?
You know who this is, boy.
Oh boy.
I haven't spoke to y'all in a while. Look, I don't care about no damn Colin Cotton Pick or whatever his name is.
Trump for president.
All I want to know is why does it always take a half a spook to speak out for y'all? First it was J. Cole. Then what's the little blue-eyed boy named BT? Was Jesse Williams. Now Colin Cotton Pick. When is a full-blooded? Well, not full-blooded because it's a little bit of my great-great-grandfather semen and all of y'all.
Oh my God!
When is
all right.
Full-blooded dark? You gonna speak out? I'm tired of seeing beige lives speak up for black lives. I mean, a cone is a cone regardless of the shade. But when one more half a monkey stands up on behalf of y'all, I'm gonna have a damn fit.
I'm disgusted.
Where's Tyrese? Don Cheadle? Where's the Snipes? Basically, everybody from every Tyler Perry and Will Packer film ever made. Matter of fact, where's Flavor Flav when you need him? Or as we call him, Flavor Slave.
I hate that guy, man.
Freedom of speech, man.
I hate
Jesus
that guy.
Christ, freedom of speech.
What's the moral of the story?
I all of a sudden don't believe in freedom of speech.
You don't believe in freedom of the moral of the story is, man, if you truly love this country and love the people in this country, you have no problem with what Colin Kaepernick did. But if you believe that liberty, freedom, and justice for all only applies to you and yours, and y'all want to make America great again without us, then you're part of the problem. And as my guy Christopher Rott so eloquently said on Twitter, isn't a bigger middle finger to vets if the USA doesn't live up to the ideals that some of them died for?
Yes. All right, E. We got rumors coming up.
Yes, we're going to talk some more about the Video Music Awards and some of the big moments, because there were a lot of them from last night. All right, so we'll get into that. Also, imagine you go to the police station to report a crime, and they refuse to even take down what happened or help you in any way. We'll tell you what rapper this just happened to.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, let's go through what happened at the VMA. So many things happened last night. A pretty good show. Only thing I did feel like was they should have had a more consistent host throughout the actual show.
Khaled could have did it all by himself.
Yeah, I think Khaled would have did. I mean, he did a good job.
Yeah, me, Khaled, and Lizzo did the pre-show. And then I think in the main show, it was like Khaled and Jay Farrow and Nicole Byer.
And Key and Peele.
Key and Peele, yeah.
All right, well, here is some of Charlamagne on the red carpet at the pre-VMA show. And he's talking to Ariana Grande, who, by the way, we were all shocked and not sure what was going to happen when she stopped for him.
Look, you can't go around here licking no pastries tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll take notes.
Yes, no pastry licking.
I'll keep it in mind.
And you're alone. Where the boo at?
Being supportive.
Being supportive?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's okay to be alone even when you have a boo.
Absolutely.
You do both.
That's my guy. We've seen it on the blogs this week with you and Mr. Mac Miller. That's my man. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
Yeah, so salute to him.
Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Ariana's giving me that look like, do not ask me about my babe on live TV, okay?
Well,
I didn't think she was going to interview me. I actually told the producers when I saw the list, I said, she's not going to come over here.
I tell you, her mom is probably fuming right now.
Nah, she'll be all right. Relax. We'll see them at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Was there any backlash from that? I was wondering if they tried to say anything to you or...
Who going
to
say something to me?
Ariana. Was she like...
I'm a grown-ass man.
Was she like, dude, what the hell?
Nah, she gave me that awkward hug at the end. That's about it.
And you didn't move for the hug?
Nah, because I'm not putting my hands on a young white girl in America. Not like that.
All right, well, after that, the show got started. And we know it was a huge night for Rihanna. She was getting the Vanguard Award. And guess who presented her with that award? None other than Drake, who, by the way, showed up late because he was actually stuck in traffic. We all know how terrible that feels when you're stuck in traffic for a big event.
Welcome to New York.
He actually missed his own award that Diddy was presenting him with because he was stuck in traffic. But here he is talking to a woman who he's been in love with since he was 22.
What's most impressive is the person. She succeeds by doing something that no one in this music industry does, which is being herself. She's someone I've been in love with since I was 22 years old. She's one of my best friends in the world. All my adult life, I've looked up to her even though she's younger than me. She's a living, breathing legend in our industry. Ladies and gentlemen, the recipient of the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award for 2016, Rihanna.
Now, he also posted an Instagram of the two of them in the car together. I don't know if they were in the car. I don't know where they were together. But he put, this is a night for us all to be thankful for what you have done for us. You have affected so many of our lives in the best way possible. Tonight, we celebrate you at Bad Gal Riri.
By the way, if Drake has never had unprotected sex with Rihanna, he absolutely did last night after that speech. Drop one of Clues Bombs for that. Okay.
Actually, they were outside in Vegas. It was cute. He was actually kissing her in the picture.
Those are the kind of speeches and moments that, you know, you don't have to put the condom on.
All right, well, here is what Rihanna had to say as she got her Vanguard Award.
You know, my success, it started as my dream. But now my success is not my own, you know. It's my family's. It's my fans. It's my country's. It's women. It's so many people. And I have to thank you guys for supporting me over and over. And I can't believe I'm receiving a Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at 28 years old. Thank you, MTV. I had so much fun.
Salute to Rihanna. She had all the white people trying to speak patois last night at the VMAs.
She did?
Yeah, man.
Rihanna.
Yeah, like, what a mayonnaise.
Where was there mayonnaise at the awards? Stop it. All right, now Rhyme Fest was in Chicago, and apparently he got robbed at gunpoint.
That sounds about right, damn it.
Saturday morning.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Chicago, damn it. That's why I don't go there.
Now, he posted video of what happened after he was robbed when he actually went to try to file a police report. He said, "You wonder why we don't report crimes? The police treated me disgustingly." He said, "I don't feel comfortable," when the woman in the police station was asking him to turn off the camera. Here's a little piece of him saying what happened, because apparently he was sitting in his car and the thief jumped inside, put a gun to his head, and demanded his wallet. Check out Rhyme Fest.
Someone jumped in my car while I was sitting in my car. Okay. They put a gun to my head. They demanded that I give them my wallet. I gave them my wallet. They told me they were going to shoot me. I gave them my wallet. They got out the car. They ran. The first thing that I did was come here to the police station, sir. All I want to do is make a report that I've been robbed. This happened on 43rd and Cottage Grove.
I mean, that cop was looking at Ryan Fields like he just wanted to say, look, it's Chicago, grow up. It could have been worse.
Well, after he posted the video, the Chicago Police Communications Director did respond and apologize on behalf of the Chicago Police Department for how he was treated. And Ryan Fields pointed out that you cannot be openly ignored and then expect people to come to the police when something goes wrong when you're treated terribly.
Chicago police like, look, Ryan Fields, we got bigger things to deal with. Don't come here unless you've been killed, sir. Don't come here complaining about anything unless you've actually been killed.
Now, Ryan Fest also went on Twitter and asked the thief who actually robbed him for his wallet, which only had $3 in it, to come and talk to him a brother. He said, I defend you against police brutality. I work on your behalf. You robbed me.
All right, Ryan Fest. I get it. Stop it.
All right. Well,
you got to chalk that one up to the game.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
If that happened to me in Chicago, I would probably be like, thank you, God, because it could have been much worse. Much worse. You could literally be dead right now.
Well, Ryan Fest wants the person to come and speak to him.
Good luck with that.
All right, well, that's your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee. Yeah, I think we're getting ready for a DJ MVP.
Envy, you gonna do your job or you just gonna stay in there looking stupid and beige?
I mean, I didn't know what was happening.
You got a microphone right there. What the hell's wrong with you?
But I'm gonna intro it. Whatever you wanna hear, put in your request.
Oh, now you wanna sound like Rihanna.
Right now, you can add DJ MVP.
Work. Everybody wanna talk in patois this morning.
I'm trying to get myself together.
He's getting a People's Choice mix together.
We're doing a special mix this morning for the people.
By the way, you're light skinned. You'll never truly have it together. But continue.
I will always have it together. And you're almost my complexion, bro.
That is a lie.
All right, let me know what you wanna hear. Oh, and happy birthday to Michael Jackson. Today is Michael Jackson's birthday.
Actually not. It would have been.
It would have been Michael Jackson's birthday.
It's still his date of birth, his birthday.
The date he was born.
Right.
But he's not
still
celebrating his birthday.
Right. So let me know what you want to hear. 800-585-1051. Something to get you motivated on this Monday. We're going to do something special this morning, all right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.